Hey Queen, welcome to this week's episode of the Good Woman's Devotional, a devotional podcast for inspiring faith, activating hope, and delivering practical tools for a fulfilling life. Join Zoe as she unpacks empowering stories, unwraps the wisdom in the scriptures, and takes you along for a journey that's all about transformation and intimacy with the Lord. Brace yourself for some godly inspiration and a whole lot of growth as you get ready to be the light of your world and the salt of your earth. Hey Queen, how are you doing today? It's been so long since we actually recorded an episode, but this one I decided to, you know, brave it and put it together for you. I hope that you find it a blessing as much as it blessed me. So the title of today's episode is The Joy of Trials. The Joy of Trials. Now, one thing that I have observed about myself is that usually when I get too comfortable, I easily get mental blocks or I easily get frustrated. So when I realized that in a period of about 6 months, you know, I constantly get in a loop of mental funks, I just check myself to see, am I at ease? And perhaps it means that I need to, you know, maybe start a new workout routine or, you know, get into some kind of a discipline. So because of the law of entropy, everything is naturally going on a downward spiral, which is why when you leave anything unattended to for a while, it begins to deteriorate. And it is also the reason why it is easier to develop negative habits than build positive ones. And since this is the world we find ourselves in as believers, living above this earth realm and experiencing the God kind of life is not going to simply come with eating and drinking. First, it comes with understanding that when you get born again, you have received the life of Christ that enables you to yield yourself to the will of God and not continue to be a slave to sin. There's a scripture that talks about one part of the believer's development that I have been meditating on for a few days now, and it's in James chapter 1 verse 2 to 4 in the King James Version. It says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." You know, this is not the kind of scripture you read and get excited about, because who likes trials and who enjoys temptations? Well, apparently God has a purpose for the trials and temptations we face. Paul says to be excited when we go through diverse temptations, knowing this. This is the reason why we get excited about trials and temptations. He says that the trying of your faith worketh patience. What is the trying of your faith? Have you ever run to the point where you felt your heart was going to give up? Have you ever lifted weights or exercised to the point where you felt your body was going to give up? Supposing you started a journey of wanting to do 1,000 skips every day, but the first day you got to like 150 and couldn't go any further. Then the following day you try to push and your body is able to do about 250. The next day you go 300 and it can't go any further. You pause, and then the following day you push past 300 to say 400. Notice that by the fifth day, you know, the 150 you started with will be probably the easiest you can do, to the point where perhaps 300 may still be a little bit of a challenge, but you're able to push yourself past that. This is what it looks like to have your faith tried. It means that God will send you different levels of trials and temptations. Now, the goal is to exercise your faith one day at a time, to push past them level by level, as faith works patience in you. The word patience there is the word endurance, and I know you know what, you know, endurance means. So I went to find three synonyms that closely explains what this work of patience is. The three words I found are fortitude, tenacity, and stamina. Fortitude is the strength of mind that enables a person to encounter danger or bear the pain of adversity with courage. Tenacity, on the other hand, which is being tenacious, means not easily pulled apart. And I love this one because most of us easily come apart when we face trials and temptations. Like when we're going through some things, it feels like our lives are falling apart. But being tenacious or developing tenacity means having the capacity to be kept together even under pressure, meaning that you don't break under pressure, you don't fall apart, because you have an inner strength, which is fortitude, that keeps you together. The last of the three is stamina. Stamina is the bodily or mental capacity to sustain a prolonged stressful effort or activity. It is also the moral or emotional strength to continue with a difficult process, to have the capacity to keep going in the midst of difficult situations. So here is what your trials and temptations work in you. They try your faith, which builds the fortitude and the courage to face difficult situations. It gives you that inner conviction that you can. And then you gain tenacity, the ability to withstand the difficult situations. And then you build stamina, which is the ability to keep moving in the midst of difficult situations. Each of us who has lived for a while knows that living a successful life is not a walk in the park. And so the power of the Holy Spirit inside of you enables you to work through your trials and temptations to build this endurance. Now we get excited about trials and temptations because in as much as they mean a lot of pain, they are also the stepping stones to our promotions. Remember that God will not give you more than you can bear, and more than you can bear is both negative and positive. And remember that in every negative situation is the seed of opportunity. So the level of endurance you have is equal to the level of promotion or blessing that you are ready to receive. So we are excited to go through the exercise, though hard, because we know that it is building us for where God is taking us. And like I shared before, if the shepherd has considered that this is where we must go, then I am certain that it is good for me, and so I follow diligently, even though it may be painful. So if you're going through any trials and challenges, rocky friendships, people misrepresenting you, your finances doesn't seem to be adding up, those hard situations allow you to ask yourself questions, to push beyond the borders of your comfort zone and begin to discover new knowledge and power within yourself that make you a better version of yourself than you've known in the past. Now here's the exciting part. It says at the end of the scripture that when patience has had its perfect work in you, then you will be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. The Amplified Version says, so that you may be perfect and completely developed in your faith, lacking in nothing. The Message Bible puts it this way. It says, let it do its work so you become mature and well developed, not deficient in any way. So that if you're looking at becoming a mature, well-rounded woman of God, ready for God's use, you must be excited about the tests and trials because they are the instruments meant to accelerate your growth. The interesting thing about the comfort zone is this. It is a really nice place to be, except nothing grows there. And remember that according to the law of entropy, if you're not growing, then you are dying. I pray for you that you are able to face your tests and trials with joy, that they may have their perfect work in you. And may we receive the enabling of the Spirit within us to endure when it gets hard, one thing of which we are sure, even before we begin our battles, is that the victory has already been won by Jesus. And this is our confidence. I pray for you that you walk in this confidence, you move in this confidence, you endure in this confidence, you hold on to faith in this confidence, that like Jesus, for the glory that is set before you, you endure your cross and you overlook the shame, you overlook the pain, you overlook the affliction that you're facing, and you look towards the glory that is set before you. I pray that you find strength in the moments when you are weak. I pray that you find hope in the moment where it seems like hope is lost. I pray that you find a friend in the Holy Spirit in the times when it feels dark and lonely. You can do it, because greater is He that is in you than he that lives in the world. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of the podcast. Send us a voice note with your feedback in our DMs on Instagram at @letmebeawoman. We'd love to hear from you. Until then, keep lighting up your world and being the salt of your earth. Love, Zoe.